I'm Katie Carter. This is a voice you probably haven't heard yet this morning. I'm coming in from the Bemidji studios, and I've got Lori Forche-Dene and Matthew Krause in the room with me. We're going to be talking about First Friday Arts. And rather than give a whole rundown of all the stops tonight, I want to remind you that you can go to watermarkartcenter.org and get a listing of all the stops in Bemidji for First Friday, and you can also check out an interactive map that will help you navigate your way through town. But there's something really special happening. Well, it's been happening for the last couple of days, but tonight's the big show for the It's Only Clay juried pottery exhibit going on at the Watermark Art Center. It's one of my personal favorites every single year, and we've been on a little bit of a hiatus as the building was under construction, but now it's back. And Matthew, you're the juror. You decided who's getting in the show.
I am. So I had the honor to flip through all the images and see who was going to be part of the big show.
Wow. So how did you decide who would get in? What were some of the criteria you're looking for?
Well, whenever I jury a show, I really want to have a kind of run the gamut of what's possible in clay. Mm-hmm. And so I was looking for various surfaces, various techniques for building types of clay, things like that. And I think we really put together a good show. It runs the range from low fire, darker colored clays to really high temp, really highly decorative things.
And so, wow. So Lori, how has it been preparing for it this year in the new space?
It's been kind of exciting. For a while, we've been doing it in the original facility when we were over in the Carnegie building, and you kind of knew how things were going to kind of play out, so you wanted to change it up. So it was like starting all over again. Not sure how many pedestals I would, so I had to really kind of sit down and map it out a little bit before we could lay, do the install. And it's been really exciting. It's a beautiful space, and I think it really highlights the work as well. So we're excited to have it in there.
Yeah. I know that people submit from all over the country for this show. How far away have pieces come in for this particular show?
We've kind of done a nice little circle. There's quite a few pieces from Minnesota. We have work from California, Arizona, and Pennsylvania, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Wow. I drove by last night, and because it's dark out now early, it's light inside. It's kind of like you drive by someone's house and you can crank your neck and, they have a nice house or whatever. I do that at the Art Center. I drive by at night and crank my neck, and it looks like a really there's a lot of pottery in there.
Yeah.
How many pieces are in there right now?
I think in total, including Matt's work, we're around 50 or more pieces. And then actually our retail store actually has quite a bit as well. So the work, I think most of the work that is in the exhibit is for sale, but people have to wait till the end of the show to take that piece. But we have quite a bit of pottery. Matt, as our guest juror, we're kind of highlighting him in the shop, as well as some of the other area potters that we work with. So there's quite a bit of pottery all over. BSU Gallery as well has done a kind of a pottery-heavy exhibit in their space in the Watermark. So they are one of our partners. We partner with BSU. Matt was actually at BSU on Wednesday doing a class with Steve Sundahl's hand-building class, which is perfect. A lot of our potters we work with, they throw, and I believe Matt does as well.
Yes, so I'm primarily a potter by trade. I make functional pots and sell them to people. But oftentimes I do sculpture and tile work, and so it was really fun to see. His class was actually a hand-building class, so I tried to bridge the gap and throw some components, which I combined to make a more sculptural piece.
Yeah, so it gives a little bit of variety. We work with them. The class happened at BSU, but it was open to the public. And then last night we had a class with students, high school-age students, then once we are done juring, once Matt's done juring and the work comes to the Watermark, we set it up, and then Matt will go through and do some prize awards for second and third place. And BSU will come through and they'll make purchase awards. So they have the Harlow collection, and that is where some of this work comes from. That feeds that collection. So Margaret Harlow donated her personal collection as well as an endowment. So BSU is able to purchase pieces from It's Only Clay and other exhibits that they do to add to that collection. And it's a teaching collection, and it is focused on functional pottery.
There's something Well, I think magical about pottery because people's hands they've been in the works, you know. So I feel like there's a coziness about the pottery show when it comes every year. What do you think?
I would agree. I think more than most mediums, clay, because the only way that it gets formed is through your hands, and so each potter or sculptor really gets to lend their processes and their techniques and their life experiences in the finished piece. And that's one of the reasons it's really fun to jury, is because you get to see, you know, a person's life experience in the finished product.
Yeah. There is a pop-up pottery studio situation happening tomorrow as well, as part of this weekend's activities.
So as part of the event, once we were on hiatus for 2 years, and now we're back. Yay! It's the 14th annual. One of the things I wanted to add, too, was another kind of community opportunity and highlight area potters. So it's a small little pottery tour. It's Saturday from 9 to 3, and you can find the map at the Watermark. I think it's on our website as well, and you can find it there. And it's just 3 stops. There's 2. Watermark will be open, so please stop in on Saturday if you don't make it today. But we also have Butch Holden's studio in town, Tom Daly. So they're really close to us. And then a little further north of town is Jeff Berger. So those artists will be in their studio. You can stop in. They'll have lots of pottery. You can talk to them about their process as well, and see their space that they're creating in, which is always an exciting opportunity. So once again, we're taking it to that next level and trying to engage people about the whole process. So for the students to take raw clay and then to be able to create something with mat, to have the exhibit to look at and the variety of techniques and processes and finishes. We have everything from things that look like cartoons, because the person is a cartoonist.
Is an illustrator.
Yeah.
So
okay.
Ian Petrie, his work, he's an illustrator by trade, but also is familiar with how to make pots. And so he bridges the gap and screen prints decals that he fires onto the pots. And so there's some really interesting conversations going on those pieces.
Yeah, and then you have pieces that look like maybe we dug them up somewhere because they're just ancient looking. So there's this full range of things, and each potter, as Matt said, has their own, you know, mark that they make on that and what they're exploring as an artist, and what they're communicating to us. So there's all these different ways to interact with that. And so that's our goal, is to help educate people about pottery and showcase that and highlight the artists and elevate that. Yes, it's functional pottery, but it's also beautiful. And I know potters are always, don't put it on a high shelf. It's, you know, put your oatmeal in it.
Right.
Enjoy it. But again, it's one of those really personal items. I think people are really gravitate. A pottery, I think in the Midwest in particular, there's just a really strong tradition of it. Matt's from the St. Croix Pottery Tour area. That's where he lives now. So that's a huge, dense population of potters.
So Minnesota is pretty uncharacteristic in terms of the amount of potters per population in the country. And a lot of it stems from just this region. People seem to really like to make artwork that has a purpose. I think it goes back to just the early roots of the pioneers. But it's just really interesting, and the aesthetics come from all over the world, largely because in America, the settlers didn't have a tradition, so everybody brought what they did from back home. And so it's interesting that you have this, you know, mix of, you know, this area is heavily Asian influenced because a lot of the professors studied or apprenticed in Asia. And so myself, like, I have a very Japanese aesthetic. But you'll see, you know, really brightly colored work like Nathan Bray. Mm-hmm. And that's very much his own thing. Like, I don't think there's necessarily a tradition with lots of pastel colors. So his work's really eye-popping.
Mm-hmm. I'm excited. So the reception tonight?
Yes, 5 to 7.
Okay.
We're still installing, so putting the last touches on there. So we'll open the doors for that exhibit at 5 o'clock from 5 to 7. And then there's an artist presentation and talk. Matt will talk with people a little bit about what he selected and why. And then we'll announce the awards as well from Matt and BSU. So
fantastic. Well, it's one of my personal favorites, and I feel like I try to drink in as much art as I can, and I'm so excited that this show is back. So, and it'll be up until December 22nd.
It'll be up through, yes, December 22nd. And then I also just want to quick thank BSU and the BSU Foundation for their support and participation. Also, the Region 2 Arts Council and the Cultural Heritage Fund and the Bemidji Area Arts Endowment. Their funds allowed us to bring Matt here, have him do these classes at no cost to students, and to present this exhibit. So it's a great opportunity, and it's wonderful programming. So I hope people will stop in. The exhibit's up through, as you said, this is 22nd. Tomorrow's the pottery tour. If you want to take a few hours of your day and just drive around and check that out, it'd be great. So
awesome. Thanks so much for bringing all this beauty and wonder to our community. And thanks, Matthew, for taking the time to jury this show.
Oh, it was an honor.
Thanks, Lori Forche-Dene and Matthew Krause. Thank you both so much.
Thank you.
First Friday Art Walk information can be found at watermarkartcenter.org. Check it out. Buy some art.